Can we pray together? God, how we bless your name tonight. Thank you for giving us a name that we can call. We thank you tonight for the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask publicly, as I've asked privately, that you would forgive me of my sins. Fill me full of your Holy Spirit. Fit me and fix me in your service tonight. Inspire us, inform us, but most importantly, transform us into that image of your Son, Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen. Well, amen. I'm glad to be here again tonight. And I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. To the pastor of this church, your pastor, thank God for him, would you? He doesn't just look like a preacher and talk like a preacher. He is a preacher. And then I'm just so blessed to be in a place that God built through the hands of and to be with Dr. Walker. Man, I just love his spirit. I love him. I love him. I thank God for him. And then for the senior pastor, Pastor Rogers and Pastor January and Pastor Mims, all of the ministers in this place, come on, thank God for them, would you? And this music ministry. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then for everybody in here tonight, the officers of this church, and to everybody, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bear record that there is no other name given unto men whereby we might be saved. Amen. I'm also in a unique situation where I pastor now the Mount Canaan Baptist Church in Shreveport. I've been there for 3 years. And I am the successor of the famous Dr. Harry Blake. And yes, big church, wonderful people. And it's only by the grace of God that somebody like me can stand in a pulpit where such a great man stood every Sunday. And all the buildings that he's built and all he's done for the community. And I was thinking today, one of the things he left me for about 12 years, one of the deacons, well, he's now a deacon, but before he drove him everywhere all over the country. And Pastor Blake went on to be with the Lord last year after suffering from COVID. But he left me a driver, Brother Derek Washington. Amen. 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 I've got a long way to go at a short time to get there. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Jesus loved me. This I know. For the Bible tell me so. Little ones, to him belong, they are weak, but the Lord is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me from the Bible. Tell me, me so. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm interested tonight in, there's a verse in Ephesians chapter 6 where in the English language one word is translated three different ways. And it caught my attention. Verse 10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. One word translated three different ways in one verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You may be seated. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Three different translations of the same word. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Confidence is defined as full trust, belief in power, trustworthiness, reliability in a person or thing. Confidence is defined as full trust, belief in a power, trustworthiness, reliability in a person or a thing. What make you so confident that when you sat on that pew tonight, it was going to hold you up? You didn't check it. You didn't look up under it to see if all the screws were in place. You just, in country terms, where I'm from, plopped down. What makes you so confident that when you go home tonight and set your alarm, that it's going to alarm you if an intruder comes into your house tonight? But you just go in, lock the door, press something, hear a beep, and it relaxes you and you go to sleep. Confident. What makes you think that the bridge that you're going to go over this evening on your way home, you don't get out and check it? You don't see if it's been certified. You just drive across. Confidence. What makes you think that the doctor whose name you cannot pronounce, has diagnosed you right and prescribed you with some kind of medicine that he's written on the paper, you can't pronounce his name and you can't read the right? But you take it to the pharmacist whose name you can't pronounce. Give him this slip of paper that you can't read. He goes behind a counter and mixes something up. And if he gets it 1 milliliter wrong, it could kill you. bring it back out, give it to you, you take it home, take it and sit there and wait to feel better. Confidence. Went to a restaurant today. Somebody came out with a pencil and paper and said, what would you like to eat? I ordered something. They said, all right. They took it into a room where I could not see. And some of you got the nerve enough, if it comes to the table and ain't right, send it back. Two or three times. You don't know if they're taking that steak behind that room and saying, kick it over here. Bring it back out, give it to you, and you eat it with confidence. Sister, what make you think your man ain't gonna cheat on you? Dave Justice cheated on Halle Berry. Brother, what makes you think? What gives you so much confidence that your woman is just your woman? But we exercise confidence in all of these things, but then we say to God, show me something new and I'll trust you. Why does he keep having to work stuff out for you before you show confidence? When are you and I going to get to the point where we trust God for a new miracle, trust God to make a way based on what he's already done? For somebody in here, he should have already done enough for you to say, if I don't see anything else, I know the Lord. Paul writes tonight to the church at Ephesus, and one of the themes of church of Ephesus is your riches in Christ. He talks about you're rich in chapter 1 because you've been placed in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You're already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In chapter 2, he says he does it by his grace, that he has quickened us, that you and I were walking dead men. Just because we were walking and moving doesn't mean we weren't dead. He says we were dead in our trespasses and sins, but the Lord has quickened us. Chapter 3, he says God has blessed us to the point where even though we can ask and pray for something, God has something for us. My favorite verse in the Bible, if not one of my favorite verse. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Chapter 4, he says we are unified. Chapter 5, he says we are uniquely filled. Chapter 6 says that since you're unified and uniquely filled, you ought to be uniform. Are y'all here with me? So he sums it up in verse 10 by saying, finally, my brethren, if you don't get nothing I've said in chapter 1, nothing I've said in chapter 2, 3, 4, or 5, get this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Y'all stay with me. This is going to bless me. Now let me say that I am not a Greek scholar. I took class Greek in the seminary. Didn't really learn too much. But I know about 3 or 4 Greek words. The good news for you tonight is that the 4 Greek words I know are in this verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Strong. It's the word in dunamai. It has to do with activating power. But actually, it's in the passive. Get this. This is going to help you. The passive in the Greek suggests that the subject is being acted upon. In the active voice, John hits the ball. John's subject, hit is the verb. Ball is the reception of the action. But in the passive, John is hit by the ball. Good news for you and I tonight is that this verse says, be strong in the Lord. And that word strong is in dunamai, but it's in the passive. So what that basically means is that I can't get strong. I've got to be strengthened. I'm not responsible, get this, for becoming strong. I'm just responsible for positioning myself so that the Lord can make me strong. Because the strength that you and I need, we can't get it by ourselves. God's word empowers us to get the job done. Now, there are some people in here who can testify because they've gotten the job done. But when they look back over their life, they'll tell you that God gave me a strength in order to get it done that I couldn't get it myself. Now, the reason I need to come to Sunday school, the reason that I need to pray, the reason that I need to pay attention to the Word of God is because that positions me so that the Lord can strengthen me. Okay. Let me show you a picture of this. Jesus went to church one Sunday as his custom. He was up there preaching, and there was a man in church who had a withered hand. And Jesus was teaching, and the man had the withered hand, and scribes and Pharisees, you know, all kind of church folk were in there, and the man had the withered hand, and they were looking at Jesus almost like a lion waiting for a leopard to get out in open so they can pounce on him. So they were, the Bible said they were looking at Jesus to trap him because they were going to see what he was going to do about this brother, this cat with this withered hand. Jesus says to the man, stand up. The man stands up with the withered hand. And then the Bible says, now let me ask you all something. If you had a donkey in the ditch on Sunday, wouldn't y'all get him out? Now check this, you gotta watch this, because the Bible says they are staring at Jesus to see what he's gonna do. And when Jesus asks this question, the Bible says he stares back at them like they're staring at him. He's staring at them, they're staring at him. He's staring at them, they're staring at him. Meanwhile, they've taken their eyes off the man who had the withered hand. And after staring at them and they staring at him and him staring at them, he turns around and says to the man, stretch out your hand. Wait a minute. When the text starts, the man's hand is withered. But while the Lord is talking, he gives him power to do something that he couldn't do before. I wish I had some help in here. God's word gives you power to do stuff that you couldn't do before. I mean, the dog couldn't bark until the Lord told it to. The rabbit couldn't hop until the Lord told it to. The chicken couldn't until the Lord told it to. So anytime God gives you his word, he empowers you to get the job done. So quit walking around talking about I can't do it. God already knows you can't do it when he told you to do it, but he knows that by him telling you can do it, now you can do it because God can't lie. Lord, how am I going to do this? I don't need you to be able. I just need you to be available. If you're available, I'll make you able. So that when the job gets done, you don't stick your chest out and stick your nose up like a garage and drown when it's raining. You just point your hands up and say, it was nobody but the Lord. Is there anybody up in here that can testify if it wasn't for the Lord, I never would have made it? He gave me the power. Be empowered. Be strong. Get this. In the Lord. Kyrios in the Greek. It's the one who's in charge. It's better explained, and I can better describe it when I tell you the opposite of kurios is doulos. Now, doulos is a servant, but he's a servant by choice. Hold on, black folk in America, don't throw me away. Here's the picture. If I was in Palestine in Bible times and I owed you money, I became your servant. I couldn't pay it off. I couldn't just write it off, chapter 13. I became your servant until I worked it off. But now, if you were a wonderful master to me, even when I worked it off, or the year of Jubilee when all debts were settled, if you were a good kurios or a master, I would go down to the elders. They would put a hole in my ear. Y'all heard this before. And I would walk around then with this hole in my ear, which suggests that I am a servant, but I'm a servant by choice. Because my master treats me so well. It means that I don't have to worry about what I'm going to put on because my master provides. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat because my master provides. I don't worry about anybody trying to get me because no weapon formed against me shall prosper because I got a master that can take care of everything. I wish I had some help in here. Everything I need, my master takes care of it, so I don't have to worry about being a slave. Because if I walk around looking like something that Sears made when Roebuck wasn't looking, looking like I'm tore up from the floor up, wrecked up from the neck up, and I got this hole in my ear, it's an indictment against my Lord. Because I pledged my life to Him, and He has me looking like I'm messed up, and He's not a good Lord. That's why the opposite of the word doulos is kurios. The Lord is a good Lord. Somebody can testify, you're really not worried about what you're going to have to put on. You're really not worried about what you're going to eat because your Lord does provide. Jesus says, look at the lilies in the valley. He says, if the Father clothed them, don't you know He's going to clothe you? Look at the sparrow. If the sparrow has something to eat, don't you know that the Lord... Now, if somebody is sitting on your pew tonight, in your seat, with your DNA and your fingerprint, and you are worried, it's a sign that they are their own Lord. If you're sitting here tonight, and like the blues singer says, your body is here with us, but your mind is on the other side of town, the wrong person is in charge of your life. But if the Lord is in charge of your life, then you know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Be empowered by the fact that He's Lord. I wish I had some time. I'd tell you He's landlord. That's why He healed the sick. He raised the dead on land. But I'd also tell you that He's sea lord. Because when He got on the sea and they were on their way to the other side, He was asleep in the ship. And them disciples woke Him up and said, Jesus, carest thou not that we perish? That we means everybody on the boat. Jesus gets up and said, what do you mean we? First of all, I'm scheduled to die on a hill called Calvary. Now, this storm might drown y'all, but it ain't going to drown me. And then He stands up so that El Nino can see El Shaddai. And says, peace be. He's in charge. When He gets ready, COVID got to go. He just ain't ready yet. Be strong in the Lord. Now, kurios gives over also to akousia. The word akousia means authority. Hold on. It's a power that means authority. Watch this. The policeman, he's got a gun right here. That's dunamis, in dunamai. He's got a badge right here. That's akousia. That suggests that he's got the authority to use the dunamis. That's why when Jesus was doing all these miracles, everybody would say, by what authority? I wish I had some help in here. But Jesus says, I'm my own authority. I don't have to get permission from you to bless somebody. See, that's why you're blessed in here today. And there's some people didn't want you blessed. But the Lord has authority. And when He has authority, He said, you ain't got to be white for me to bless you. I can bless. He has the authority. Wait a minute. You got the gun, you got the badge, but on the badge says City of Bessemer. That's Kratos. That means that the policeman in Bessemer cannot give you a ticket in Birmingham, because that's outside of his domain. Be empowered by the Lord and His authority, and where He has authority. Stay with me. Trust in the Lord, who He is, His authority, where His dominion is. Now, because He's faithful to the will of His Father, even unto death. He dies on Friday, but He's really not in the grave on Saturday. Ephesians 4 says He goes down to hell and He fights a battle and He defeats, He leads captivity captive. He beats the devil and gets back the gifts that the devil stole from Adam. And my old pastor T.A. Baker used to say he got up early Sunday morning twirling some keys, saying, "I've got all power. The death, hell, and the grave. That's under the ground." He says, "I got all power." Matthew 28, He walks into a room on the ground and says to His disciples, "I've got all authority. I've got all power." That's authority, akousia, in heaven and in earth. That's Kratos. Here's the next legend. I don't know if it's in the Bible, but theologians believe that 40 days after the resurrection, He's standing there talking to His disciples and His ride shows up. A cloud leaves the ionosphere, comes down the stratosphere in the atmosphere, and He just steps on the cloud. And He ascends back into glory. This is what the theologians say, that one more time in midair, He says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Hold on, wait a minute, let's back up. He's got all power under the earth. He's got all power on the earth. And now He's got all power above the earth, because they believe that demonic spirits were in the air. Wait a minute. Under, on, and above. So if you ask Jesus, "Where is your domain?" His answer would be, "Pick a place." Wherever you pick, I got all power. All power. I got another point. I don't know if I'm going to get to it, because that shouts me right there. All power. In the hospital, all power. In the courtroom, all power. On your job, all power. It's in His jurisdiction. Wherever you are, you can have confidence. Because He's got all power everywhere. Mama. Just lift one of your little black hands and say, "Lord, thank you for all power, all places." Anywhere you go and you don't have any hope, you believe that that's outside of His jurisdiction. You keep hope because you know wherever I am, it's in the limits of His power. Not just on earth, but in heaven. Be empowered. You don't have to try to get it. You just need to get in position and the Lord's going to fill you. Be empowered in the Lord. The Lord. And in the power of His might. I got one more word and I'm through. That word might is a different Greek word. It's the word iskos. Iskos. Iskos is defined as mighty power. So what you do when you're doing word study, you find a word and you discover how it's used. If it's in the Old Testament, it's in Hebrew or Aramaic. New Testament, it's in the Greek. But then everybody don't use that word the same way. So you've got to find out if it's in Matthew, because Matthew might use it a different way. Mark might use that word a different way. Luke might use it a different way. John might use it a different way, because they're writing to different groups. And then once you get to the epistles, you'll see how Paul uses a word. And then you find out in that particular book how Paul is using that word. Y'all, this shouts me, because do you know when Paul uses this word iskos? It's in chapter 1 describing the power that it took to raise Jesus from the dead. I hope I'm not boring you. Be strong. Let the Lord fill you so you can exercise strength in who He is, where He is, and what He can do. I said, and what He can do. I said, and what He can do. Well, somebody in here tonight, this is my last night, I'm gone, might ask the question, what can He do? Everybody in here knows tonight. People all over the world know that on Friday He died. They led Him up the Via Dolorosa, the place of skull. And they hung Him up between a soaring heaven and a sinning earth. They nailed, His hands and they ripped His feet. Y'all know they did, don't you? They pierced Him in the side and put a crown of thorns on His head. And while hanging there, He said to the people and for the people, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And He said to a thief that was hanging beside Him, this day thou would be with me in the in paradise. Do you know he died? While he was hanging there, and I heard him sing, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, why have thou forsaken me? I'm headed somewhere, y'all. I promise I am. While he was hanging there, I heard him sing, I trust him. And then after a while, it is finished. And he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. And the Bible says that he gave up the ghost. He died. Yes, he did. I need to hear y'all say that. He died. Died. Until the old preacher said that the S-U-N looked down and saw the S-O-N and went away, because the sun said that two suns can't shine at the same time. Died until the moon took a hemorrhage and dripped away in blood. Died until mercy walked up to the counter of eternity, where justice was the clerk and mercy said, paid in full. Died until your sin and my sin were all washed away. Anybody here know he died? He died until the earth took a stomach virus and vomited up the soul of the Old Testament. Died until the orphan could come back home. Until the widow say, I got somebody to speak for me. Do you know he died? But I got the clothes here tonight. If you want to ask me what the Lord can do, I've got to ask you to come with me down to a tomb. And if we open the tomb, we will discover that the body is no longer there. Because if you want to ask me, if you want to see what the Lord can do, early, good God Almighty, Sunday morning, he got up with all power. So the question is, if you don't have a problem worse than a dead Jesus, you ain't got no problem. If you don't have any trouble that's worse than a dead Jesus, you ain't got no trouble. Because if he can handle the grave, he can handle your cancer. If he can handle the grave, he can handle COVID. If he can handle the grave, he can handle your light bill. If he can handle the grave, he can handle your loneliness. If he can handle your grave, he can handle a blank table. Is there anybody here that can testify? Surely he's got power. Shout power. Power. Shout power. Power. Shout power. Good God Almighty. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm clothing now, but I saw a commercial just the other day. This couple went to hear a great pianist, and they brought their little boy to the concert because their son evidently had been taking piano lessons, and the only thing he had learned how to play was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. They brought him to the concert, but somehow the little boy do what little boys do. He got lost somewhere in the shuffle, and as they sat down, they heard Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. This little boy had found his way up on the stage and got to the piano and was playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The mother told the father, go get him. The father was going to get him, but by that time the artist, the magnificent artist, walked out on the stage, waved the father off, and while that little boy was playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, the artist put a bass line with his left hand, got behind the boy and put some treble in his right hand, and the crowd stood up on their feet, and this little boy was just playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But when the great artist added music to it, it became a mighty composition. And that's all I want to tell you. That's what I've done for 3 nights. I've been standing behind this pulpit trying to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but the great artist puts the Holy Ghost on it. The great artist put power behind it. Go on back to your job tomorrow. Go on back to your home tonight and play your Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, because we got a great artist who knows how to put power behind your Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Now wave your hands and say Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Now lift both your hands and tell the Lord, thank you for power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Won't the Lord put power behind you? Won't the Lord put power behind you? Won't the Lord? Somebody can say, I never would have made it, but he put power behind me. You all lift your hands and tell him, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Come on, don't stop because I stop. Continue to tell him, thank you for your power. I can make it. I can make it. I can take it because of your power. Power, 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 power. I come to encourage somebody tonight. Come on, stand on your feet if you can. I come to encourage you tonight. Get positioned. And the Lord is going to fill you. You'll be able to get the job done. The Lord is going to give you strength. You can make it. You can make it. Come to tell you tonight, these trials you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going on. God won't let it last too long. Here's the good news. You're not in this thing alone. You can make. You can make it. Come on, one more time and I'm gone. Lift your hands. You can make it. You can make it. These trials you're going through, God's gonna show you what to do. You can make it. I don't know you and I don't know your name, but I'm telling you, you can make it. I don't want to be insensitive, but I'm saying it. I don't care what's going on. God won't let it. Oh, Lord, He won't let it last too long. Woo! Look around this place. You're not in. You're not in. This thing alone. You can make. You can make it. Don't sit down. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. And there just might be somebody in here tonight who's thinking, you know, I need to be saved. But I just don't have the power to live right. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, He gives you the power. Don't try to get yourself together. You know, you think, why get myself together? I'm coming. No, you can't get you. You'll never get yourself together. When you think you got yourself together, you're going to be in worse shape than you've ever been. You've got to come to Him and say, Lord, I've tried this on my own. I can't do it. I need You to fix me. Come on tonight. Come on tonight. You're not here by accident. You're not here by coincidence. You're here tonight by divine providence. God brought you here tonight. I know you might be somebody's guest, but you came tonight so the Lord could speak to your heart. And He can say to you, I got you. I got you. Maybe you're watching tonight via streaming. It's not by accident that you tune into this stream or this YouTube. You might not even be the one looking at it, but you're the one listening to it. God is speaking to you tonight. You cannot save yourself. Trust Him to save you. Christians, will y'all pray for a few seconds, for about 20 seconds? Lord, if there's anybody in this place, anybody watching tonight, who doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, save them tonight. Secondly, let me make this invitation. We are not in the business of switching sheep. We're not in the business of fishing in somebody else's tank. However, if you are watching this or you're in here tonight and the church where you attend is not creating an environment for you to go, to grow, and to change, you need to change churches. Don't stay there just because grandma and them got the name on that third pew. You need to be somewhere where you can be fed and led. So maybe you're watching tonight, you need to join this church. Maybe you're in here tonight, you're already saved, you know the Lord, but you need a place where you can grow. We welcome you to this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that something was said this week in song, in prayer, in presence, in preaching and teaching that has changed our lives forever for the better, and that we will never be the same in Jesus' name. We pray that revival has started and that is going to continue in Jesus' name. Amen. Can y'all bless God one more time? Where's the sister that cleans this? Will y'all indulge me for one? Pastor, can I have just 3 or 4 more minutes? Okay. Will y'all indulge me just for a second? Come clean this. I want to hear Dr. Walker say something.
This is a great pastor. May God bless you. This great preacher. And y'all know me, I don't like to talk. Y'all know me, I don't like to talk. But I just want to say, if anybody here don't know Jesus, this is not a preacher like that. And what he have told us, I don't see how you can sit there. Look like, can I say it like this, Lord? Look like he just hand you Jesus. And it's up to you to accept it. What a preacher. What a pastor. My soul is blessed. My soul is blessed. All I got to say, first time I ever heard him. But Brother, that's a preacher. I'm not much, but I know preaching.
Is a prayer answering God. Amen. He has met us in this place and has blessed us according to our prayers. Listen, I thank God for the preacher and the messages that the Lord has laid on his heart to share with us. It was just what we needed. Amen. Amen. That's it. God has rekindled our energy and enthusiasm, our excitement. He has refocused and redirected, re-strengthened us through these series of services. And I know you were blessed. I don't even have to ask. I know you were blessed. Amen. I know you were blessed because we know the power of God's word. Listen. I think everybody is fond of Dr. Walker. He's a wonderful soul. He's a wonderful soul. And we thank God for his presence. We thank God for his participation in service and presentation. We're going to keep him lifted. And we're going to honor him. I talk about him everywhere I go. Mississippi, if I'm talking to a preacher in another state, I'm talking about Dr. Walker, because I know it was God that put us together. And some even say I kind of emulate him some. And, and God knows I didn't know him prior to coming. But, you know, he's like a grandfather to me. And I had specific instructions when I came from Dr. Boyd. Take care of the old man. And we want to do that. We want to do that. Thank God for Dr. Walker. We thank God for his wife. They are here every Sunday that he's not in the preacher. Thank you. Amen. And this is home for him. This is home for him. And I want him to feel like he's at home. Thank God for all these preachers and the person of Reverend January, my friend and brother. Amen. Co-laborer Dr. Rogers, my mentor and Episcopal father. Thank God for Reverend Mims and Reverend Van. Listen, we want you again tonight to get your gift in your hand. And we give... not to get, but we give because we have already received. And giving is an expression of gratitude. It's a thank you, Lord, for what you have blessed me with. So get your gift in your hand, and we want you to give on your way out. We're going to talk a little bit. Listen, let me just thank a few people. Let me thank these deacons and trustees. I want them to stand. You see these wonderful shirts. Y'all just stand, brethren. All deacons and trustees. Some of them, amen. Amen. Come on, deacon. Amen. And we've had a great host of deacon and trustees every night, and they have led us in devotion to posture our hearts to receive the word of God. And I just want to say thank you for your presence. I want to thank the environmental safety team for our entrance and exit. I want them to stand, environmental safety team. Amen. I want the media ministry, you can't see them, but they are here, and they have made connection from here to the various homes and places where people are watching. And we thank God for their diligence and their commitment. and dedication. Amen. And then this praise team, I want them to stand, the praise team. Amen. Every night, they sing in this place, and we thank God for their commitment, their hearts, and love for Christ, and love for our church. And listen, we're doing it together. We're doing it together for Christ's sake and for His name's sake. And we just thank God for all of you. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for the pastor wives. Acts that they stand. I know Lady Rogers. Amen. She's here. Any other pastor wives here? Amen. My beautiful wife is here. Amen. Thank you. All right. We're just trying to do it until the preacher comes back. All right. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you. Let me ask you a question, and I've asked it before. What do you call a pastor who pastors in Germany? A German shepherd. Amen. Listen, let us stand before I get in too much trouble. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, our eyes have seen, and our hearts have received. We thank you for the man of God in the person of Reverend Oliver. Thank you for seeing him safely this way. Thank you, Father, for keeping his family, and we pray that you give them safe travel back to their residence, to his church, where he serves and herald your word. Father, you were gracious to navigate us, Lord, to this place, and we pray and ask your grace and mercy to be with us as we make ready to leave this place. Lord, bless according to your will. Bless every person under the sound of my voice that's here in person and who's watching virtually. Bless them in their living and giving so that your name will be glorified, church edified, and Satan horrified. Lord, we ask that your grace, mercy, and sweet communion of your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. In every heart, say amen. Amen. Give on your way out if you will.